Good morning, everyone. Brishus, Rabbi Zweig, all of your incredible modos and teachers. It is incredible. Where's Nechama Silber? I don't see. Okay, hi. But I promised her that I would single her out. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy to hear that she's here. Incredible. So girls, it is an incredible schos. Baruch Hashem, to be here with you this morning and to be part of this incredible initiative of spending a significant amount of time speaking about the concept of MS. So as I understand, getting started this morning with the concept of MS B'dibur. So just to introduce that concept a little bit. The idea of MS within Yiddishkeit is a core and central value. Chazal tell us, Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS, which literally means the signet, the seal of the Ribono Shel Olam is MS, is truth. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many different identities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears, so to speak, many different hats. And there are many different facets to the Ribono Shel Olam. Yet the fact that Chazal come to say, or Chazal explain, that the essence of the Ribono Shel Olam is MS, tells you how core and how central this Midah is. And if we are made B'Tselem Elokim, we are made in the image of the Ribono Shel Olam, then it is incumbent upon us to emulate this most central core ideal and identity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what is MS? But what is MS? What is truth? So the truth is, for us as people, MS is very elusive. Why is MS elusive? You know, there's an amazing Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, it's talking to a dayan, talking to a judge. Anyone know? What does the Mishnah say? When the litigants, anyone know, what are litigants? Is this on? Is this on? You hear me? What are litigants? Anyone know? The disputants, right? People come into Beis Din. And what happens? Again, let's say it's Reuben and Shimon. And so the Mishnah says that when the litigants come in before you, the Mishnah says you should view them both as ultimately, again, being wrong. You should view them both as Rishayim, view them both as not saying the truth. And the commentaries in the Mishnah say, how can you say such a thing like that? Obviously, we would assume one is telling the truth, one is not telling the truth. And the Maharal explains so beautifully that in reality, MS is not really attainable by people. Because when we see something, we experience something, we experience through our own lens. Right? Think about this. This is how two people could see the same thing and yet can go ahead and draw such different conclusions. Everything we see, everything we hear in this world, we experience through our own personalistic lens. And that lens is made up of our own life experiences. That lens is made up of our families, where we come from, what we've been through. And so as such, no one really, no human being, experiences absolute MS. And that's what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the things that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu so incredibly special. That the Ribono Shel Olam is the only true source of MS in this world. And that's why we have a concept of v'davakta bo, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if we cling to Hashem by emulating Hashem's ways, then we have the ability to tap into that dynamic of MS as well. MS b'dibur, speaking with a sense of MS, speaking with a sense of truth, avoiding sheker, avoiding falsehood, avoiding negative forms of speech, is so incredibly important, for it is speech is the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. In fact, again, when the Pasuk says, Vayipach pa'apav, that Hashem blew life into man, into Adam, so Unkulus says, what does it mean, Vayipach pa'apav, he blew life into man through Adam's nostrils, what does it mean? Ruach memalala, speech. That Unkulus explains that the greatest manifestation of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us is the Koach HaDibor, is the power to speak. When we use speech in the right way, when we use dibor in the derech of MS, then we are utilizing this most incredible gift in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended it. And chas v'shalom, when we abuse that koach hadibor, when we abuse that koach of speech, we are misusing, abusing, and misappropriating the most incredible gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. It's not easy to be a person of MS, because sometimes it's not clear what the MS is and what the MS is not. That's the difficulty of being a person. But that's why if we attach ourselves to the Ribono Shel Olam, the more we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by emulating the Ribono Shel Olam, by emulating his Midos, then the more we are able to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's concept of MS. You and I, we probably can't find MS on our own because we see the world through our personal lens. But if we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who chosomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS, then we are able to tap into that dynamic of MS as well. But girls, I also want to share with you a different approach to MS B'dibor. Because I think, I know when Mrs. Feldman called me Basima MS B'dibor, I think instinctively MS B'dibor means being truthful, being honest, being forthcoming, not abusing your speech. But I think that there's another very important element to MS B'dibor also. What does it mean to be truthful in speech? There's an incredible story told about a great Hasidic master, a man by the name of the Baal HaTanya. Some of you may have heard of the Baal HaTanya, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi. He was the founder of Chabad, the founder of Lubavitch Hasidus. And the story is told that one time, some of the Hasidim of the Baal HaTanya came to him. They were very distressed. They said, Rebbe, we have some very bad news to share with you. What was the bad news? That there are a number of people who are masquerading as Hasidim. They portray themselves as followers of the Rebbe. They portray themselves as pious. They portray themselves as holy. But they're not. They're not. It's sheker. It's a masquerade. It's a facade. They look pious on the outside, but on the inside, really, they're totally, wholly, morally bankrupt. And they came to the Baal HaTanya because they didn't want the Rebbe to be deceived. The Rebbe said, interesting. And he shared a Mishnah in Maseches Peah. Listen to the Mishnah. Now again, Peah. Anyone know what's Peah? Anyone know Peah? I heard someone whisper it. Peah is the obligation to leave a corner of your field for aniyim, for the poor. So the Mishnah says something amazing. The Mishnah says, V'chol mi she'eino tzarech litol v'notel. Let's say someone doesn't need Peah. Someone has enough money of their own. They don't need any Peah. But they take Peah anyway, which is another way of saying someone who doesn't need tzedakah, but takes advantage of community funds. What does the Mishnah say? Eino nifter mina olam ad shi yitztarech lebrios. You're going to end up needing tzedakah. In other words, if you take tzedakah and you're not really entitled to it, unfortunately, the punishment for that, so to speak, or the repercussion, the effect of that, is you will come to need tzedakah at some point in time. And listen to what the Baal HaTanya said. The Baal HaTanya said, the truth is, if this is true for negative behavior, if you pretend to be something you're not, you pretend to be an ani, you pretend to be an ani, and you're not really an ani, so what's the punishment? You're going to become an ani. The Baal HaTanya said, we have a principle that mida tova meruba amidas paranos, which means Hashem's attribute for good is even stronger than the attribute for punishment. So girls, listen to this. Says the Baal HaTanya, if you pretend to be poor and you're not really poor, you're going to become poor. So the Baal HaTanya says, if you pretend to be pious, if you pretend to be holy, then over time, you will become holy as well. If you pretend to be poor, you're going to become poor. If you pretend to become holy, you're going to become holy. What is the Baal HaTanya teaching us? What does that mean? Really? If I pretend to be pious, I'm going to be pious. If I pretend to be a tzaddik, a tzaddikas, I'm going to become righteous. I think the Baal HaTanya is teaching us something incredibly important. In life, you have to make a declaration. You have to make a decision about the kind of person you want to become. And you have to say it. You have to say it. You have to say it to yourself. You have to say it to your friends. You have to say it to your family. And most of all, you have to say it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to make a positive declaration. This is the kind of person I want to be. But you say to yourself, but it feels so disingenuous. Because that's not who I am right now. The Baal HaTanya says it's okay. Even if you're not that person right now, If you make that positive declaration about the person you want to become, over time, you will become that individual. Just like the person who pretends to be poor, the Mishnah in Peah says, ultimately, you'll become poor. So too, if a person makes a positive declaration, Hineni muchan muzuman, this is the person I want to be, you will become that person. Emes bedibor also means being truthful about who you want to truly become as an individual by utilizing the power of speech. I want to give you an example of this. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Anyone know? What is the first step in Tshuva? First step in Tshuva. Sorry? Charata. Excellent. Charata. Remorse. Good. Now the Rambam doesn't use the word charata. He uses a different word. He uses the word, which really is a word that captures the entire essence, which includes charata as the first step. Vidui. Right? The Rambam says the first step to tshuva is vidui, is confession. And the Rambam says, Ketzad misvadin, how does a person do vidui? Omer, a person has to say, Chatasi avisi pashati asisi kach v'kach. You have to articulate what you did. Now the Rambam says something amazing. The first step of tshuva is saying something. Because if you don't say what you did wrong, if you don't use your dibur to create reality, you're never going to change. And the same dynamic that applies in tshuva, by chet, also applies in the realm of personal growth. A person, every single one of you, has to have a life mission statement. Who do you want to become? And I don't mean you have to figure something out for the rest of your life, but it could even just be today. Who do I want to be today? What do I want to accomplish this month? What's the kind of person that I want to be, I don't know, at the end of the week, at the end of the year, at the end of my teenage years? You have to make a declaration about who you want to become in life. Because if you don't make that positive personal mission statement, you're not going to get anywhere. I'll give you an example. Anyone here, I'm sure many of you have gone on trips, right? So imagine for a moment, you go on a family vacation, and you pack up the car, and you have enough food, right? Because every Jewish family, you have enough food to feed a small country, right? No matter where you're going. So you have enough food, right? The car is filled with gas, everything is ready. You've got your 14 pieces of luggage, enough outfits for whatever comes your way, right? And Baruch Hashem, you're ready to go. You're ready to go. Everyone's in the car. You start driving. Only one detail you forgot, which is a location. We forgot to decide where we're going. The car's all packed, gas is in the tank, all the family members are there, everybody's still talking to each other and getting along, right, because we're only 3 minutes into the trip. We're good, right? But we've absolutely no idea where we're going. You say, that's crazy. The first step in planning a vacation is knowing your destination. And that is absolutely true, but it's not just true for a vacation. It's true for life as well. Who do you want to be? What does the ideal you look like? And don't take someone else's definition of success. What's your definition of success for you? What does the ideal version of you look like? And when you spend enough time to think about that, what that is, then you have to say it. You have to articulate it. Because like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, things only become a reality when you say them. If you just think them, they have not yet come into the world. They're not reality. But the moment that you say it, suddenly it's real. In Tshuva, the moment a person says, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati, Asisi, Kach, Lekach, I sinned, I made a mistake, this is the mistake, that's when there's Tshuva. And in the world of personal growth, your growth journey only begins when you're able to articulate who and what you want to really become. That, girls, is MS Bedibor. When you use your power of speech to be able to go ahead and truly articulate the person you want to be. That is the highest use of the greatest gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Now, there's a beautiful Gemara. With this, I'll conclude. There's a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says, if a man says to a woman, right, there's a concept, right, we know there's a halachic concept of marriage, and the first step of marriage is kiddushin. Again, we do everything together under the chuppah, but kiddushin is a man gives a woman an item of value, she accepts it for the sake of effecting marriage. So let's say a man attaches a tenai, he attaches a condition to his kiddushin. For example, Reuven goes over to Rachel, and Reuven says to Rachel, Hare at mikudeshesli, become my wife, al minas, on the condition that I could jump up into the sky. Right? So girls, what do you think? Is the kiddushin valid or not? What would you say? Good. No. No, why not? Because you haven't satisfied the condition. Right? Because again, it's an impossible condition. No one could jump into the sky. But the Gemara says, what about the following case? What if Reuven goes over to Rachel and Reuven says to Rachel, Hare at nikudesh asli, become my wife, marry me, on the condition that I am a tzaddik gomer. It's a good line. Right? Marry me on the condition that I am an absolute tzaddik. So the Gemara says, Afilu Rasha Gomer. Even if Reuven is really rotten, Reuven is a Rasha through and through, Harezu Mikudeshas. The Kiddushin works. Why does the Kiddushin work? Because the moment that Reuven says that I want to be a tzaddik, he's on his way to becoming a tzaddik. If you want to be successful in life, articulate the vision you have for yourself. Articulate the plan you have for yourself. Articulate the kind of person you want to become in this life. What midos does the best version of you have? What kind of friendships does the best version of you have? How does the best version of you interact with parents, interact with others? How does the best version of you daven? How does the best version of you do tzedakah? How does the best version of you perform acts of chesed? Articulate that version of you. Articulate that plan. Articulate your destination. That's MS Bedibor. And the moment you take this beautiful vision and plan for yourself, and you take it from your mind, you translate it into words, and you bring it into the world, you are so much closer to becoming the person that you truly have the ability to become. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you all the tremendous koach. This is in this room, the amount of potential that is in this room right now, the amount of kedusha that is in this room right now. Girls, you don't even know the koach you possess, and you don't even know the incredible amount of change that you could affect in this world. You don't know the amount of light you could bring. You don't know the amount of kedusha you could bring. But if you want to self-actualize and you really want to become the best version of yourself, then tap into that MS Bedibor. Begin to think about who you really want to become in life. Articulate your personal mission statement, and Emir Tzashem, begin your journey towards a magnificent, holy, and beautiful future. I wish you all a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.
Thank you so much, Sophia, for those unbelievable.